It's a privilege to be with Chairman Harkin this morning, with Senator Obama, Senator Dorgan, and simply in a practical way to hit this bill as senators do, sort of on the road. Now, physically, this summer, I went to every site in Indiana that either has a construction of an ethanol plant or contemplates doing that. Likewise, biodiesel situations, getting commitments to people to produce more. Well, that's of the essence. Tom Harkin is right that we can't make these goals on corn alone. And cellulosic ethanol has been talked about for a long time, but the research monies for this have been deficient. Likewise, the political will. We've gone up and down the hill many times. Department of Energy now has some money we appropriated, and yet no experiments. So in practical ways, we must pass the legislation, but then as senators, we have to ride herd on the administration, and likewise on our constituents who may make this happen. Second thing, even after we have the ethanol from either corn or the biodiesel or what have you, we have to have cars that can use it. These are so-called flexible fuel cars. There are not many of them in America. Less than 10 million by most estimates. Less than 10% of our entire fleet. So the skeptics will say practically you can produce all of this, and people become enthusiastic about that. But who is going to use it? Good point. And therefore we mandate that by a certain date, all the cars of America ought to be flexible fuel. There is no excuse why a car should not be flexible fuel. This is a national security emergency, quite apart from an environmental emergency. Now, finally, we take a step which some may feel is audacious, but I think it's practical. By a certain date, we require that half of the filling stations, half of the pumps in America, have E85 capability, or whatever may be the state of the art at that point, in terms of using something beyond the 10% blend which is there now. Now, I've added in one other piece of legislation, and I think my colleagues here have been a part of this, the thought that we have to offer some guarantee that the price of oil will not dip suddenly and undercut all the investments. There's a lot of talk among economists as to what that point is, $45 to $50 a barrel or what have you. But nevertheless, I've offered at least a suggestion, which can certainly be amendable, as to how certain subsidies kick in if the price of oil goes under that. And certain subsidies go out if the price of oil goes up and stays up, as many observers believe it will on most occasions. In essence, we cannot be undercut by the petroleum industry, not just here, but worldwide, because 80% of oil reserves are now controlled by governments, not by oil companies, not by private people following the market. And that's why this is a strategic national defense security issue, in addition to being one of greater convenience for our public. So I support the legislation. I'm pleased the President has endorsed the major points of it, but I agree with Chairman Harkin, the Ag Committee, and elsewhere. We need to act upon this so that there is, in fact, the authorization and the appropriations of monies, and then hopefully the will of bureaucrats to have to deal with this thing, as well as people on the road to act. Thank you.